披萨。
披萨。Greetings to you.
Greeting to all.
我们很感谢主，每一周召我们来到他面前一起聚会。
We praise our Lord so that we can meet here.
那我们特别愿意这几个礼拜认识我们的主。所召我们的主，他又叫又是我们的救主。
So may we also know in these weeks that our Creator is our Lord.
请我们一起来打开圣经。
Let us
以赛亚书四十三章十一节。
Let's open the book of Isaiah chapter 43, verse 11.
以赛亚书四十三章十一节，一起来念。
Let's、
唯有我是耶和华，
the Lord, and there is no savior besides me.
没有救主。四十五章十五节。
Chapter 45, verse 15.
救主，
you, 以色列的神啊， God 你
实在是自
己的神。Israel, savior.
约翰一书四章十四节。
First John chapter 4:14.
We have seen and sent
by the Father and sent the Son to be the Savior of the world.
提摩太前书四章十节。
First Timothy chapter 4:10.
我们劳苦努力正是为此，因我们的指望在乎永生的神，他是万人的救主，更是信徒的救主。我们过去两周已经说到主我们的神是我们的救主。
In the past 2 weeks, we already spoke about our Lord is our Savior.
耶和华除他以外没有别的救主。
Jehovah and only Him, there's no Savior besides Him.
他是独一的主，也是独一的救主。
He is the only God and He is the only Savior.
他是唯一可靠的，也是我们正在倚靠的救主。
He is the only one trustworthy, He is also the one who we trust right now.
然后我们说到救主以色列的神是一个自隐的神。
We also talk about the Savior of Israel is the one who hides himself.
我们的神那么样的圣洁。
Our God is a holy one.
他盼望属他的人每一个都是圣洁的。
He desires those who belong to him to be holy.
神远远有一个看见。
God has one vision.
From afar.
From afar.
他盼望他看见全地上都满了圣洁的子民。
He wants to see the whole land is filled with his people.
可惜人并不圣洁。
Sadly, the people are not holy.
人是那么样的自私自利，满了罪恶。
The people are very selfish and full of sin.
人就好像被蛇咬过的人，他里头充满了毒蛇的毒液。
It's almost like the person who was bitten by a serpent, and that person is full of toxin in him.
所以我们吐出来的气就好像灰蛇的毒气一样。
So what we breathe is something like a serpent.
所以人说话很容易伤到别人。
So when a person speaks, it's very easy to hurt another.
人里头有一个好像毒蛇一样的苦毒在他里头。
A person often is filled with a toxin of a serpent.
比较有文化一点的人把这个苦毒藏得好一点。
Someone who is more civilized perhaps can package the toxin a little better.
一些不是太喜欢自律的人呢，他们随口就讲出来了。
So someone who has less discipline will just speak loosely.
所以讲话苦毒。
So speaking and toxins.
伤害到别人
I often hurt someone else.
别人就报仇
So the recipient of the toxin will often revenge.
然后打得太用力了
If it's being executed strongly,
那另外一个又要起来报仇
And then causes a chain reaction.
全地都满了罪恶污秽的事。
This whole land is filled of evil deeds.
神要做一个决定。
So God has to make a decision.
要么我马上来到就审判这些人，全部都要死亡。
Either I'm going to destroy the whole land.
要么我把自己藏起来。
Or then I will hide myself.
等到合适的时间，我还要出来拯救他们。
So when the appropriate time comes, I will save them.
所以耶稣基督的显现，为了是要除灭仇敌一切的作为。
So when Jesus Christ appears, is to destroy the works of the devil.
我们每一个相信主得救的人，都是因为耶稣基督曾经向我们显现。
So those of us who believe and were saved.Because we one time were saved by Jesus.
本来我的心在为自己打算怎么样去要去得着这个。
So, originally we were plotting and how to grab or do things.
耶稣基督一显现。
But when Jesus Christ appears,
我也不是故意的，我就再也不想自己的事。
So very naturally, I no longer just think for myself.
我想，哇，原来有那么好的一件事。
Then all of a sudden, I see that there's such a beautiful thing.
原来神的心是那么样的良善。
And understanding God's heart is so kind.
我干嘛还要自己去得自己所要的东西呢？
Why would I want to obtain the thing that I desire?
遇见主的人一定追求主。
The one who meets the Lord will pursue after the Lord.
被主爱过的人一定会去爱主。
The one who is loved by the Lord will love the Lord.
弟兄姊妹，我们不爱主，因为主的爱我们没有得着。
If we don't love the Lord because God's love has not attained us.
我们就算是得着了。
Even though we may have obtained it.
在我们每一个人的身上还要再过一关。
But we must pass through another obstacle.
所以我们还要读一节圣经。
Let us read another verse.
以弗所书五章二十三节。
The book of Ephesians chapter 5 verse 23.
这个十一节非常有名的圣经。
This is a very famous verse.
很多弟兄喜欢读。
A lot of us like to read this.
读起来很有权势。
Kind of making the man very powerful.
我们要谦卑的读。
But we must read this thing in humility.
因为圣经说常常自以为知道的其实是不知道。
But the Bible said often the one who thought that they know but they don't.
神拒绝那个自骄傲的人。
God reject those who are proud.
神要高升自卑的人。
God will raise those who are humble.
如果我们真的知道。
If we truly know.
我们就忍耐着读。
Then we must read this patiently.
我们觉得还是不太知道。
If we don't understand really well,
我们就真的要用心来读。
Then we must read this thing in a very serious manner.
我们从不需要念，因为我们就从丈夫开始念哈。丈夫是妻子的头，如同基督是教会的头，他又是全体的救主。
The husband is the head of the wife, as Christ also is the head of the church, he himself being the savior of the body.
在这里，使徒保罗写了一个很贴切的比喻。
So here Paul has written a very, very good parable.
他要我们认识一个真理。
So he wants us to understand the truth.
保罗举例说丈夫是妻子的头。
So he used this example, the husband is the head of the wife.
他说如同基督是教会的头。
As Christ also is the head of the church.
保罗讲话不随便。
So Paul doesn't say things casually.
保罗讲话都是因为他在主里头有一个看见，有一个领受。
Paul says because he has received this revelation from Christ.
他说我怎么样来述说基督和教会的关系呢？
How do I explain this relationship between Christ and the body?
主给他有一个看见，有一个启示。
Our Lord has given him this revelation.
丈夫是妻子的头。
The husband is the head of the wife.
如同基督是教会的头。
As Christ also is the head of the church.
在这里有一个关系的存在。
There is this relationship.
没有人可以没有头的。
There's no such thing someone that does not without does not have head.
基督是教会的头，基督跟教会何等样的亲切和必须要有。
So what a close relationship there is that Christ being the head of the church.
好了，一般的人领受的葬会是妻子的头，就是说我是大的，你是小的。
So often the understanding is that when someone is the head of over someone, then the head must be bigger.
但是在神心目中没有大跟小的分别。
But in God's heart, there's really no there's no difference between so-called big or small.
头的意思是源头。
The meaning of head is the origin.
头的意思是这个是从源头产生出来的一个生命。
So when it means when the head signifies that you comes out from this origin.
如果我们在地上每一位信徒都知道我们的生命是出自于神的话。
Yeah, we all know that our life is originated from God.
我们就知道我们永远不要离开这个源头。
Then we know we shall never depart from this origin.
一离开这个头，我就不活了。
The minute we depart, then we will not live.
一离开这个头，我就是死的人。
The minute we depart from this origin, then I might as well be dead.
在人的关系里头，最亲切的关系还不是父跟子。
The closest relationship in human is not just father and son.
儿子长大了要离开父母。
Because when a son grows up, he needs to leave.
他有他要去做的事。
So he has his own things.
神为他有自己的目的跟意义。
God has a purpose and a will.
但是呢，在神的旨意中，丈夫跟妻子是一直在一起的。
So in God's purpose,The husband and wife will forever be together.
就好像基督和教会是永远在一起的。
Just like our Christ and church forever be together.
如果有一个称为是教会的一个东西，它不是以基督做头，它其实不是教会。
So if there's a church is not treating Christ as the head, then this is not a church.
我们的神是我们的头。
Our God is our head.
这个是从生命来说的。
This is speaking from the standpoint of a life.
但是人堕落了，离开了神。
So when human fall and depart from God,
神就要亲自差遣他的儿子成为我们的救主。
Then God had to send his only son to save us.
作为我们的完全的新的一个源头。
So this become a brand new origin.
我们认识所有认识的神都是借着这个儿子的耶稣基督来认识的。
So our knowledge and understanding is found on this Jesus Christ.
所以在教会里头我们摸了许许多多的事，如果这个所摸的一切事都跟基督没关系，那这些都是社会里头的事。
So whatever we touch and do in the church, if it doesn't have anything to do with our head and our Christ, then it's like is in a world.
基督是教会的头，教会不能没有头。
So Jesus is the head of the church. Our church cannot be without our head.
那有些人说传道人是教会的头。
Some says the preacher is the head of the church.
或者是说一个 founding father 是一个组织的头。
So we can also say a founding father is the head of the organization.
我读完圣经没有这样子的教训。
But the Bible did not say anything of that kind.
只有头只有一个。
There's only one head.
在所有的创造里头神是头。
In all creation, God is the head.
因为一切的创造出于他。
All creation came from him.
在救赎基督的教会里头说基督是头。
So in our church that Christ is the head.
所以丈夫是妻子的头。
The husband is the head of the wife.
这个不是说他是我的妻子哈，不是说我是他的头。
It is not to say that he is the head of the wife.
而是说亚当是夏娃的头。
It is to say Adam is the head of Eve.
因为我们从圣经里头知道夏娃是出自于亚当的。
So because from the Bible we know Eve came from Adam.
那今天呢，我们如果用亚当的关系来说，他非常不服气，为什么你是我的头？
So if we speak from the standpoint of Adam, then I may not feel very convinced.
但是如果我们看见
But if we see,
基督是我的头
But if we see Christ is my head,
我的太太也看见基督是我的头
So if the wife also see Christ is her head,
她如果服从基督是教会的头也追求这个实际
So if she submits to this head of the church and willing to obey,
那他就要遵守前面的一句话，丈夫是妻子的头。
Then he must also submit to that phrase, the husband is the head of the wife.
虽然他不是出自于我。
Although the wife is really not originated from the husband.
但是在主的先后次序里头，他尊重主的安排。
But according to the Lord's sequence of event, he must obey that order.
丈夫是妻子的头是必须要一个看见一个启示。
It takes a revelation to understand and acknowledge the husband is the head of the wife.
这个不是一个规矩。
That is not a law.
这个是一个在主里头看见的真理。
This is something that we see a truth in Christ.
如果不是有这个看见，你是做不出这个关系来的。
If we don't see it, then we cannot see that relationship.
我因为有这个看见
，because I see that revelation，
所以我在教会的里头，我要找一个在我前头的我来顺服他。
So I must find someone in church so that I can submit to that person's authority.
我们弟兄姊妹当中有前后，没有大小。
And among the brothers and sisters, we have this order, something called before and after, but we don't have the difference between big or small.
我在主的里面，我要一直留心看，比我幼嫩的，我要去帮助他。
So I must be careful in Christ. Someone who is younger in this life, I must take care of that person.
我盼望当我去帮助比我幼嫩的人的弟兄姊妹的时候呢。他们愿意说服我。
So in this caretaking relationship, I hope this younger brother or sister will submit to me.
正如我顺服带领我的弟兄姊妹一样。
Just like how I obey the one who is leading me.
因为我们全体都以基督做教会的头。
Because the whole body is seeing Christ as our head.
这一个是我们的看见。
This is our, Revelation.
千万不要有人跑到来说，顾弟兄，你是教会的头。
So let no one come to me saying that, Brother Ku, you're the head of the church.
我说这个是异端。
That is cultic.
教会没有两个头，只有一个头是基督。
The church only has one head, and he is Christ.
但是如果有人说我愿意顺服
，But if someone said I'm willing to submit,
我说那我们就彼此是肢体。
Then I shall say that we are.A body of this church.
因为我也正在顺服。
Because I too I am submitting.
当教会里头有一个主的领受，有一个主的看见。
When the church see this revelation.
我们盼望是在主的感动里头，我们一直都一起往前，所有的肢体都有份。
So my hope is that all of us can see this revelation from God so that we can move forward.
但是主救我们。从罪离开还比较容易。
It is easier for our Lord to save us from our sin.
主要救我们从自己离开自己那很难。
But to deliver us from ourselves is more difficult.
我们看见耶稣基督钉十字架为我赎了罪。
So we saw how our Christ was crucified on the cross to save us from our sins.
我也承认我是罪人。
I also too admit that I am sinner.
主的话很简单，你相信、接受这个事实，你就是一个得救的人。
God's word is very simple. As long as you believe, then you are saved.
因着你的相信，主称你为义。
Because of your belief, then you are righteous.
但是我们到底是不是在实行生活上也是那么义的呢？
So, but in our practice, daily lives, are we righteous?
如果教会不是完全顺服基督，那就还是有许多的不义。
So, if this church is not really practicing the practicing, then we are not righteous.
如果我们只是照着人的意思去做一些事情，不是照着主的意思，那完全还不是义。
So if we only follow the will of man but not the will of God, then we are not righteous.
所以我们要从祷告开始。
We must begin from prayer.
任何一个教会的侍奉一定要从祷告开始。
All service begins from prayer.
有祷告，你才可能摸到主的心意。
Only prayer, then you might touch the God's heart.
有主的心意，你还要去实行，那就要命了。
But when you have God's will, you need to practice.
因为在实行的时候，你发现最拦路的就是我们这个自己。
Because when we actually practice the will of God, then we know that often the biggest barrier is ourselves.
斯文一点的人说为什么？
And then the one who are more trained, I would say why.
粗鲁一点的人根本不理你。
So someone who are less disciplined would say, would totally disregard this.
所以我们要从第一个，从看见基督是教会的头。
So we must see that Christ is the head of church.
然后我们从心里头要有一个知道，我还没有完全顺服我的基督。
So we must also understand, in me, I don't really have the total submission to Christ.
我们常常听见弟兄姊妹在祷告的时候，我要，我要，我要。
So often we hear prayers from our brothers and sisters saying, I want.
很好，立定心志是一件非常重要的事。
It is good to have that determination.
但是我们很快就要读罗马书第七章了。立志行善由得你，行出来由不得你。
So in the book of Rome chapter 7, it says, can we cite this?
Okay, pass. 问题就是说，好了，我们知道既然由不得我，那我现在怎么办？
So since we know that it is really not I, then what do I do?
所以这里有一个，这一句圣经有一个窍。
So there's a secret on this verse.
保罗一讲完基督是教会的头之后，
So as soon as Paul said that Christ is the head of the church,
马上就说他又是教会全体的救主。
And Paul also said he is also the savior of the body.
没有一个人可以凭自己去成就这个事情。
No one can accomplish things by himself.
我们需要救主来拯救我们进去这个实际。
We need our Savior to enter into this reality.
看见归看见，这个是我们的这个把握，我们真看见了。
So on one hand, the seeing this reality is our assurance.
但是看见了不等于你就做得出来。
But that doesn't mean that you can practice.
一个要真正有这个实际的人，还需要基督耶稣做我们的救主。
So in order to have this reality, we must have our Christ as our Savior.
这个是第三次说到基督救做我们救主的第三方面。
So this is the third aspect about the Savior.
第一方面他是独一可靠的。
So the first one we spoke to is he is the only one trustworthy.
他是自隐的神。
And the second one, as I mentioned, that he is the one who hides himself.
第三方面就是说他是教会全体的救主。
And the third one that is talking about he is the savior of the body.
除非你现在肉身已经在荣耀中。
Unless your body is already in glory.
如果你是个信徒，你还没有被主接去，你还需要救主。
So as long as you still carry this flesh, then you still need his salvation.
主要一直拯救我们。
God will save us
一直救我们到他自己的国里头。
Until that we enter into his kingdom.
这个是救主伟大的工作。
This is his greatest work.
我们不但只对他有一个认识，我们还要经历他怎么样拯救我们。
Not only we need to have the understanding, but we must experience him how he saved us.
教会全体的使命是什么？
So what is the vocation of the body?
主就好像怎样制作雅各一样，他要叫我们脱离属地的。
Just like how God saved Adam to save us from the earthly, Jacob.
他要救雅各变成以色列，变成是属天的。
So he must save Jacob into the heavenly.
他要拯救以色列民从属肉体的变成是属灵的。
He must save the Israelite from fleshly to spiritual.
他也要拯救一个在世界里头受许多仇敌攻击的大卫，成为一个完全属神的人。
He's also saving someone like David, who's being under attack by the enemies of this world, into godly.
那总的来说，这三方面说到什么样一件事呢？
So what are these three things speaking of?
就是说，教会全体所有得救的人，神都对我们有一个使命，有一个吩咐要我们去行。
So God has this mission and vocation for this body.
叫我们有所脱离，才有所进入。
So unless we depart, we cannot enter.
那我们怎么样脱离，怎么样进入呢？
So how do we depart and how do we enter?
脱离个人的我，进入基督身体的我们。
So it is to depart from individualism, the me to us.
因为在神的看见里头，教会是属天的，是属灵的，是属神的。
So in this revelation that we see, the church is
heavenly,
spiritually, and godly.
我们感谢神对我们有这么样的一个盼望跟使命。
We thanksgiving to our God because He has such a great mission for us.
有启示，有神的永远旨意，也有使命，也有我们实行的路。
There's a revelation, there's also this mission, and there's also the practical way.
当我们都知道这个，我们就愿意把自己放在主实行的路上面。
So when we know all that, then we will put ourselves on this practical way.
教会没有别的路，只有十字架非我为主的路。
There's no other way for this church but not I but Christ.
这个路有两方面。
So this particular path has two aspects.
一方面是相信。
On one aspect is to believe.
走属天的路的人一定要维持自己在主面前的信心，常常相信，凡事相信。
The one who's on this heavenly way must believe and always believe.
相信我们的主耶稣基督，我们的救主。
To believe that our Lord is our Savior.
他是我们的代替。
Our Lord is our representation. Substitution.
全地上没有两个第二个头。
There's only one head, not two heads.
因为我们是出自于这一个唯一的头。
Because we came from this only head.
他为什么成为我们的头？
So why is he our head?
因为他代替了我们的罪。
Because he substitute for our sins.
我们也承认他代替了我们的罪。
We also admit that he substitute for our sins.
他代替了我们接受神的审判。
In substitution,
God's judgment. 他代替了神的他代替了我们的死。
He took our death.
他代替了我们的复活。
He substitute for our resurrection.
现在他活了，我们因信他，我们也活了。
Because he lived, we also live through our belief.
我们最佩服的人都没有不可能成为我们的代替，所以我们只有一位主。
So even the one we respect the most, he's not going to be our substitution. We only have our Lord.
但是我们的信仰里头不只是相信。
But in our belief and our faith, it's not just a belief.
还有顺服。
But there's also this submission and obedience.
罗马书保罗很清楚地告诉我们，福音的目的是叫万民信服真道，我们的信仰。
Because in the book of Rome, Paul said it very clearly, that all people shall obey to this truth.
The obedience of faith.
Obedience.
所以有信，但是也有顺服。
So there's faith, there's also obedience.
信是因为主是我们的代替。
This faith because our Lord is our substitution.
现在讲到什么叫顺服。
So let us talk about what is the obedience.
顺服是相对的。
Obedience is relative.
代替是绝对的。
Substitution is absolute.
代表是相对的。
Representation is also relative.
我们一起出去，我是家的代表。
So when we go out, the husband is the representation.
他跟我儿子一起出去，他是家的代表。
So when the wife goes out with the son, then the wife is the representation.
我的儿子跟表妹出去，我的儿子是代表。
So when my son goes out with his cousin, then my son is the representation.
代表是相对的。
Representation is relative.
这个代表的成立在于他顺不顺服我。
So to, in order to establish this representation,
在于我的儿子顺不顺服他。
It determines whether or not that one is obeying this truth.
在于表妹跟表哥出去的时候顺不顺服表哥。
Then it matters whether or not the cousin obedient to that
church. 基督是教会的头。
Christ is the head of the church.
所以我们一起在行动的时候呢，我们每一个人都可能代表我们的主。
So when we move and act, we often can become the representation of our Lord.
我们整体的时候，如果这里没有太多的人，可能王弟兄是我们的代表。
So when we move in collectively, maybe our brother Huang is our representation.
王弟兄不在，可能王明忠弟兄是我们的代表。
So if brother Huang is absent, then brother Kenneth could be the representation.
王明忠也不在，可能张清海弟兄是我们的代表。
So Key could be the one if Kenneth is absent.
若他们是顺服的人，他们就有这个代表的权柄。
So if they are obedient, then they have the authority of being a representative.
但是如果他们不顺服主的话
，So but if they do not obey,
他们不代表教会。
They do not represent the church.
传道人也是一样。
Same thing goes with the minister.
因为教会只有一个头。
Because our church has only one head.
他是绝对的代替我们全体的那位主。
He's the absolute representation,
substitution
of our church.
他也是绝对的代表我们众人。
He's absolute substitution for this body.
我们没有一个人需要相信王欣彤，我们才能够在这个教会里头做基督徒。
We do not have to believe Brother Huang in order to become the believers.
但是我们要顺服他，
是
我们本分该做的。
It is our obligation to obey to him.
大家领会我在讲什么哈。
Do you understand?
信心跟顺服是一个东西的两面。
Faith and obedience is two aspects of one thing.
都在主耶稣基督里头做成了。
They are established in Christ.
他是绝对的相信，也绝对的顺服。
Our Christ believed absolutely.
所以今天所有相对的相信，相对的顺服，都是出自于他。但是我们盼望更信、更顺服。
This relative belief, I can.
Okay, pass. 现在讲一下救主伟大的意义。
So let's talk about the significance of Savior.
圣经中“救主”这个词其实出现不多。
So this appearance of the Savior on did not appear many times.
虽然基督徒常常说救主耶稣，救主耶稣，但是在圣经里头出现救主这个词不多。
So even though we often say Savior Jesus Christ, but it did not appear many times in the Bible.
只有40次。
Only appeared about 40 times.
那圣经中40这个数字有一个非常特别的意义。
The significance of 40 is great.
我们来读一下圣经。
So let's read the Bible.
创世纪七章十一十二节。
So Genesis chapter 7, 11 and 12.
头一个40代表属天的审判。
The first 40 represent heavenly judgment.
我们一起来念创世纪七章十一十二节。
So let's read.
当挪亚六百岁，二月十七日那一天，大渊的泉源都裂开了，天上的窗户也敞开了，四时昼夜降大雨在地上。那一天，全地的恶太厉害了。
On that day, the evil deeds were great.
神一直拖延拖延，但是不能再拖了。当挪亚六百岁的时候呢？那个天上的窗户也敞开了。
So God cannot delay any further. So on the 600th year of Noah's life, the floodgates of heaven opened.
所有的泉源都裂开了。
All the source of the deep were open.
四时昼夜降大雨在地上。
The rain fell upon the earth for 40 days and nights.
这个是圣经头一次说到四十，代表属天审判了地。
The first mention of the 40 is talking about the heavenly is judging the earth.
所有人天然的人都是属地的。
So all the natural man is earthly.
这个是将来必要面对的审判。
This is a judgment that we must face.
但是我们今天宝贵救主。
Today we treasure Savior.
他四十次出现，其中一个意义就是救我脱离属地的，变成属天。
So the one meaning of this 40 is to save us from the earthly to heavenly.
我们读第二个意义，生命记八章二节。
Let's read the second meaning, Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2.
生命记八章二节。
Chapter 8, verse 2.
你也要纪念耶和华你的神在旷野引导你的四十年，是要苦练你、试验你，要知道你心内如何，肯定他的、肯守他的诫命不肯。主要这个四十代表苦练、试验。
So this 40 means trial and testing.
神要知道我们的心到底如何，愿不愿意做他顺命的儿女。
God wants us to know that whether or not we are the obedient people.
一个得救的基督徒相信了耶稣是救主。
So when someone is saved and believes Christ is our Savior.
然后呢，神还要给我们四十这个经历。
But God wants to give us this second forty, the experience of the second forty.
因为神到底要看看你内心是充满自己呢？还是充满基督我们的头。
God wants to see whether or not in you is filled with yourself or our Christ Savior.
经过事实的审判，有些人是不及格的。
So after the judgment, the heavenly judgment, some of us may not pass.
神的话说这些人倒闭旷野。
Because God said these people fell in the wilderness.
耶稣基督经过四十天的禁食，他就饿了。
So our Christ, our Lord, after the 40 days of fasting, he was hungry.
他经过四十的审判，他出来是完全得胜的，所以他是我们的救主。
After the 40 days of judgment, but he was victorious. That's why he's our Savior.
在这个四十的试验里头，神有一个目的，要改变我们不再是属肉体，成为一个属灵的人。
Because this 40 day of trial, there's a purpose at the end, is to turn us from the earthly to heavenly.
我们看第三面四十的意义。
So let us look at the third meaning of this 40.
使徒行传一章三到五节。
The book of Acts, chapter 1, 3 to 5.
这里说到耶稣基督的事。
Let's talk about our Jesus Christ.
使徒行传一章三到五节。
Acts chapter 1 verse 3 to 5.
一起来念。他受害之后，用许多的凭据将自己活活的显给使徒看，四十天之久向他们显现，请说神国的事。对不起，我在喝水。耶稣和他们聚集的时候，嘱咐他们说：“不要离开耶路撒冷，要等候父所应许的，就是你们听见我所过的。约翰是用水施洗，但不多日，你们要受圣灵的洗。”这里是一个四十天主耶稣的特别工作。
Talks about the special work of the 40 days by Christ.
这个是第三面说到四十这个数字对我们的意义。
This is the third meaning of 40 to us.
主耶稣从死里复活之后，他仍然留在地上四十天。
He remained on this earth 40 days after he was raised from the dead.
他在这四十天里头，他再来显现给他所有的门徒。
In that 40 days, he appeared to his disciples.
这些门徒已经从属地的一切出来做主耶稣的门徒。
These disciples, they actually out from the earthly to follow him.
这些门徒也跟主耶稣经历了许多，被显露了他们肉体各样的光景。
So these disciples also to their walk exposed their their fleshly nature.
主的工作不停在那里，还有一个事实要临到他们身上。
But God's word did not end there because there's another reality going to descend on them.
主耶稣从死里复活之后40天就是要把自己显现给门徒。
So after he was raised from the dead, he wanted to appear to these disciples.
叫他们里面有一个转变。
So that they can be converted internally.
从心里头一直要看得见的到现在不需要看见的信心。
From wanting to see, but to something that internal.
从要摸得着的到现在凭信心不用摸的不用感觉的。
From something that has to be touched, but you no longer need something tangible.
主耶稣要把我们这个信仰变成完全是内在的。
So God wants to turn this faith to something internal.
一个跟随主的人，他知道需要主的能力。
Someone who follows understands that he needs the power of God.
他从心里头知道耶稣是谁。
In him knows Christ is.
但是他也知道不能靠自己。
He also know he cannot rely on himself.
40天主耶稣最后叫他们等候圣灵来。
And that 40 day God commanded them to wait for the Holy Spirit.
当圣灵的能力降在我们身上。
When the power of the Holy Spirit descend on us.
我们从前是害怕的。
We used to fear.
现在就能够站住为主。
But we now can stand for our Lord.
从前是半信半疑的。
Before we are filled with suspicion,
现在是死心塌地。
Now we are loyal.
从前是不能付出代价的。
Before we cannot sacrifice or pay any price.
现在就是丧命了也要传主的福音。
Now we would follow and preach the gospel at all cost.
主耶稣把一些宗教的想法变成是内在的信仰。
So from the thought of the religion,into something internal, the faith of inside.
把我们从世界上各样的习惯跟传统拉到里面心里头的真信仰。
From the worldly tradition into this belief in us.
这个就是救主在我们身上一直的工作。
That is the work of our Savior in us.
也是我们这三篇信息里头一直讲的东西。
So this is also the theme of these three messages.
雅各可以改变。
Jacob could change.
以色列百姓可以侍奉神。
The Israelite can serve God.
大卫可以心中没有仇敌。
In David's heart there's no enemy.
因为他们经过事实的救主。
Because they have experienced our Savior of this 40.
他们在地上的生活没有比我们容易，其实更难。
Their lives on this earth are not easier than ours.
但是因为他们在主的信跟福里头一直往前，所以他们成为生命丰盛的人。
Because on this faith and belief, they move forward.
今天我们也要做同样的事。
That's why they become victorious. Likewise, we shall do the same.
我们愿意都成为天上的国民。
We all desire to be the people of the kingdom.
常常为了他属天的旨意等候救主。
We wait upon his God's purpose.
我们感谢主给我们一点负担跟时间，从一到五，我们每一天早上都有人在教会里头等候主。
Thanks to him that we have the little burden because from Monday to Friday we have a number of people waiting upon him.
来到这个聚会的里头，除了我们有一点负担为弟兄姊妹代祷之外
，In addition to pray for our brothers and sisters,
更重要的是我们代表教会在这里等候主。
And more importantly, we are representing our church to wait upon him.
等候主的旨意降到我们当中。
Waiting upon the descent of his purpose and will.
等候主的话说在弟兄姊妹的心里。
Waiting upon his words into his people.
我们一面等候，一面为弟兄姊妹代祷。
While we waiting, we also pray for our brothers and sisters.
盼望我们教会有教会属天的性质在我们当中。
We desire and hope that we have this reality of the heavenly reality in us.
保罗对我们有一个彼得对我们有一个祝福。
So here Peter has this blessing for us.
他说愿我们在救主耶稣基督的恩典和知识上有长进。
So so that we may grow by the knowledge of the Lord our Savior Jesus Christ.
主耶稣把自己完全给我们。
Our Lord Jesus Christ has given all to us.
他丰丰满满的有恩典有真理。
Abundantly filled of grace and truth.
那圣经里头说的很小心，每一句话都没有偶然的。
So there is no accidental phrases in the Bible.
没有恩典得不着真理。
If there is no grace, there is no truth.
这个是绝对的，因为它就不是耶稣基督。
This is absolute because without that, it's not Jesus Christ.
没有真理就得不着恩典。
If there is no truth, then there is no grace.
因为两个是一起的。
They coexist.
但是在我们的身上，主愿意给我们所有的恩典。
But on us, God wanted to give us all the grace.
但是彼得说，愿我们在恩典和知识上有长进。
So Peter said, in grace and truth that we may grow.
意思就是说，所有的圣徒都可以更多认识基督。
That means that all the saints shall know, shall grow.
在我们每一个人的认识里头，我们不能说我认识了完全的真理。
So in our understanding, we cannot say we completely understand the truth.
但是我有一点长进，我现在认识更多的基督。
But we can say that we grow a little bit more.
只有耶稣基督是什么？完全的代替。
Because we know that Christ is the only substitution.
那我们所有得着的都是相对的。
Whatever we see is all relative.
可能我知识比较多一点，因为我得了恩典也不少。
Maybe my knowledge is a little bit more because I have received a lot of grace.
那我真的有这个知识，我要传递给比较没有这个知识的弟兄姊妹。
So when I have this knowledge, I want to preach to other that who has a little bit less.
那我也一直盼望有人比我有更多的知识，他可以来传授给我。
I also desire those who have more knowledge will also share that his with me.
那这样子的一个教会就是彼此顺服的教会。
So this is the church that we actually obey to one another.
我们没有一个人得着了就是我的。
So no one shall claim what we know as ours.
任何一个人得着都知道是我们的。
So whoever receives actually belongs to ours.
没有一个人这样想，哎呀，我今天又得胜，我这样就是得胜者。
So no one should think that when I overcome, then I'm an overcomer.
越得胜的人越要看见弟兄姊妹还没有得胜。
So the more you overcome, you shall see our brothers and sisters has not yet reached.
如果他们不与我同得胜，我就不算得胜。
So if they do not overcome with me, then I shall not count my overcoming as something to be boastful about.
所以如果我真的得胜，我一定会别人代祷。
So if I truly overcome, then I shall pray for others.
第三件事情。
Then the third thing.
我们接受主顺服的事实的工作的时候。
So when we receive the working of this 40.
犹大书二十四节告诉我们。
The book of Judah.
那能保守你们不失脚。
Now to him who is able to keep us from stumbling.
叫你们无瑕无疵。
To make you stand in the presence of his glory, blameless,
欢欢喜喜地站在他荣耀之前
with great joy,
的我们救主独一的神
to the only God our Savior,
但愿神赐给我们顺服的大能
so may he give us this great power for obedience,
在主圣灵的大能里头我们不失脚
in this Holy Spirit, we do not stumble, 真
实成为圣洁无瑕无疵的子民
truly become blameless.
这样的人依靠耶稣。
This kind of people rely on our Jesus.
一直欢欢喜喜地站在荣耀的前面。
With great joy stand in the presence of his glory.
最后我们读两节圣经。
Lastly, let's read two more verses.
彼得后书。
Second Peter, chapter
2. 我们盼望弟兄姊妹对救主有渴慕。
We desire our people, our brothers and sisters will desire our Savior.
但愿没有一个人觉得我已经得救够了。
So no one shall say that just because I'm saved, that's enough.
圣经里头说得救是一个漫长的路。
Being saved is a long journey.
你得救了，你离开属地的，你还可以更属天。
So, once you save, you depart the earthly, but you could be more heavenly.
我们里头有一个东西叫肉体，你有一点属灵了，你还可以更属灵。
So in us there's a flesh, so a little bit of the spiritual, but you could grow in that spirituality.
你在世界已经爬得很高了，很被人尊重，但是在神的事上，你还需要被得救一下。
So even though you may climb the world's ladder very well, but you need to be saved.
除非我们今天就在荣耀里。
Unless we are already in the glory.
否则我们每一个人还需要依靠救主。
Then everyone still need to rely on our Savior.
所以圣经有这样子的经节，彼得后书二章二十节。
So the Bible says that chapter 2, 2 Peter chapter 2:20.
倘若他们因认识主救主耶稣基督得以脱离世上的污秽，后来又在其中被缠住，制服他们末后的境况就比先前更不好了。这个话我不需要太多解释，大家自己可以再去读彼得后书前前后后。
I don't need further explanation. The brother, sister, you can read it on your own.
但愿我们信耶稣是真的。
Let's hope that our belief in Christ is true.
但愿我们顺服主是真的。
May our obedience also be true.
但愿我们在肢体的当中出入的时候彼此顺服是真的。
So in our dealing among ourselves, that is also true.
彼得后书一章十一节。
Second Peter, Chapter 1, verse 11.
我们就结束在这一节圣经，请大家站起来一起来念。
So let's stand and we'll conclude on this verse.
一章十一节，这样必叫你们丰丰富富的得以进入我们主救主耶稣基督永远的国。但愿我们救主得着荣耀。
May our Lord receive the glory.
每一个神的子民都丰丰富富被救到他永远的国里头。
May our God's people be saved and enter to his kingdom abundantly.
我们再唱396首。
Let's sing 396.